The customer doesn't rule. The notion that customers should always come first in marketing is deeply ingrained. For years, experts have stressed the importance of satisfying customers to sell products. Marketers are constantly reminded to prioritize customers, keep them happy, and use technology to promote strong connections. But despite these efforts, customer loyalty often falls short of expectations. One major reason for this is the abundance of products in today's society. With countless options available, customers have almost limitless choices. The allure of scarcity arises when everything is easily accessible. Consequently, success can sometimes be achieved without giving customers the utmost respect. Consider exclusive bars or restaurants where VIPs are ushered in while others wait outside. The exclusivity only serves to lengthen the queue. The story of Beanie Babies and the allure of simplicity. In the world of selling stuff, let's take a look at Beanie Babies. They came out in 1993 and were a big deal, selling 250 million toys every year. The guy behind Beanie Babies, Ty Warner, had a weird way of selling them. Instead of putting them in big toy stores, he liked to put them in little shops, making it a challenge for people to find them. He didn't have a regular schedule for delivering them, so you never knew when they'd show up or how many there would be. Sometimes he'd stop making one kind of Beanie Baby and start making another without warning. This made people really want the ones that were hard to find, and they'd even pay more for them. Some folks aren't into all that marketing stuff. They just want something real, something that hasn't been messed with by a bunch of marketing people. They like straightforward things. They don't want a fancy brand name or a bunch of ads telling them what to think. They just want a good product, plain and simple. Some people like this because they see it as a way to stick it to the big companies and their fancy marketing tricks. Others see it as a way to show that they're serious about what they buy. They figure if they're spending their money, they should be listened to. After all, isn't the customer always right? The savvy consumer landscape. Today's marketers face a tough challenge. Customers are savvy about new products, marketing tactics, prices, and advertising intentions. With TV as a constant presence in their lives, many consumers can spot a sales pitch a mile away. They're keenly aware of what they're being asked to buy or do. In essence, advertisers are dealing with the most marketing-savvy generation yet. This demands smarter campaigns and a whole new approach from marketers. Trickery is the first step in the tease framework. If customers are like a necessary hassle, how do marketers walk the line between luring in new business and not getting too cozy with customers? Well, let's take a lesson from Donald Trump, a pro at playing the marketing game. He's got this thing called the tease framework, which is basically a sneaky yet effective approach. Tease stands for trickery, exclusivity, amplification, secrecy, and entertainment. Here's an example. Trump used to show off apartments in Trump Tower without offering contracts right away. Instead, he'd show them around, have a chat, and casually mention there was a waiting list. If they wanted in, they could join the list. Trump figured the longer the list got, the more people would want those apartments, and he could jack up the rent. Play the game, the tactics of ethical deception. Like Trump with his waiting list, marketers who engage in ethical deception may try to convince you that everything they show you is true, even if it's not. But there's a rule with deception: you have to deliver the goods eventually. If not, people will get upset and demand something real. Deceptive tactics can grab attention and interest customers, but they have to lead to something valuable in the end. For example, if Trump had built low-quality buildings, his marketing tricks wouldn't have worked. Trump once rented out all the earth-moving machinery in Atlantic City and instructed the operators to show up at his construction site and start moving dirt around. This made it seem like construction was in full swing for a casino project he had previously announced. Why did he do this? He was trying to improve his bargaining position with a competing hotel, and it paid off. Trump achieved his desired outcome. Exclusivity starts with E and denotes special access or privilege. When something is hard to find, it becomes more precious, This can show up in the price tag or in how much people desire it. Take, for example, those special wedding dresses that go on sale only a few times a year at Feline's Basement in Boston. Or think about Disney's strategy of bringing out old movies from their vault for a limited time. They do this to make each movie feel special and exclusive. It's all about creating a buzz by making things rare or available for only a short while. Scarcity is like a secret weapon. Think about De Beers, the big diamond company. Diamonds are found in lots of places, and some are used for stuff like drills and cutting tools. But De Beers owns most of the diamond market, about 80%. They do it by controlling the supply. When other companies try to compete too much, De Beers floods the market with diamonds to push prices down. Then, when the competition backs off or goes out of business, De Beers tightens the supply, making diamonds seem rarer and prices shoot up again. UZ stands for making things louder, clearer, or stronger. To get people talking about your product, make your message louder. People pay attention to what's buzzing. When artists and gallery owners launch new exhibits, they often spark strong word of mouth. Take a cue from the Absolut Vodka campaign, which goes against the usual marketing strategies. Absolut mixed art and sales by showcasing its vodka bottle in ads that didn't cater to customers directly. Even though it only brought in 20,000 cases to the U.S. in 1981, clever marketing made it America's top imported vodka by 2001. By collaborating with artists like Andy Warhol and featuring their artwork in ads, Absolut not only boosted its own reputation but also helped elevate the artist's fame. S stands for secrecy. Keeping things quiet can draw people in. When you don't spill all the beans about something, it piques curiosity. Like when a product doesn't spill all the details, it becomes a puzzle people want to figure out. That's why folks are so curious about what exactly goes into Coca-Cola, KFC's special recipe, or how Mrs. Fields makes her cookies. E stands for entertainment. Capturing people's attention can work wonders in marketing. When marketers blend entertainment with sales, the impact is remarkable. Let's look at Luna Park, founded in 1897 at Coney Island. This place was a mix of various buildings, pathways, and theaters, all lit up by a newfangled thing called electricity. With a whopping 250,000 electric lights, Luna Park became a massive hit in New York. Nowadays, companies try to replicate Luna Park's excitement in their own unique stores, like Nike Town, or combine shopping and entertainment spots like Planet Hollywood or the Mall of America. Even flashy Las Vegas takes a page from Luna Park's book, showing that quirky entertainment still draws a crowd. Maximize impact through effective marketing strategies. Even if you're great at what you do, sometimes it's not just about talent. It's about how you market yourself. Look at Madonna, for example. Sure, she's got some singing chops, but it's her marketing skills that really pushed her to the top. At 18, Madonna ditched college and headed to New York City. She tried out different jobs before diving into the music scene as a drummer. Slowly, she made her way to the front mic as a singer-songwriter, and soon she was dropping hit songs. It wasn't until her big break on MTV in 1984 that she skyrocketed to fame. Madonna herself admits she's not the most musically gifted, but that didn't stop her. She's churned out more hits than almost anyone else, second only to the Beatles and Elvis. Experts agree, her real talent lies in marketing. Today, she's worth a whopping $5 billion, thanks to her record labels, publishing companies, and merchandising ventures. Strategic marketing moves by Madonna and J.K. Rowling. Madonna doesn't play by the usual marketing rules. Instead of catering to her fans, she takes a different approach. In her recent concert tour, she skipped her greatest hits and didn't bother with encores. She doesn't tour often, but when she does, it's a big deal, and her shows are pricey. Yet, they always sell out and rake in big profits. She once said, "In our world of look-alike products and boring marketing, you have to stand out and keep promoting yourself." Another marketing sensation is J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series. These books have sold a whopping 180 million copies worldwide. And let's not forget the movies. One of them even beat Titanic in popularity. The Harry Potter merchandise market is now worth around $1 billion. Both Madonna and Rowling prove that unconventional strategies can lead to huge success in the cutthroat world of marketing. What makes the Harry Potter craze so captivating is how it cleverly plays with scarcity, erratic distribution, and buzz to keep its loyal fans on their toes. This means Harry Potter fans are always ready to act quickly and buy quickly. Marketers took advantage of this by using a smart tactic to hype up the fourth Potter book. They kept things hush-hush, creating suspense and excitement among buyers. The publisher didn't allow any interviews with the author and kept the manuscript under tight security. Rumors even spread about a planned theft to leak the story before its official release. Non-English versions were intentionally delayed until the English one was out, adding to the frenzy. To make the book seem even more special, it was translated into ancient languages like Greek and Latin for serious collectors. Marketers boosted sales by limiting access to the Potter book, creating a sense of exclusivity that worked like a charm. The power of scarcity in marketing. When the highly anticipated book finally hit the shelves, stores threw open their doors at midnight to cater to eager readers. The publisher went as far as providing the media with staged videos of armored trucks delivering books to store owners. However, despite the buzz about limited availability, it turns out there was no shortage. The publisher had plenty of books in stock all along. Surprisingly, this tactic didn't deter buyers. Instead, it fueled even more demand. While it's true that sometimes less can be more, especially in marketing, there are limits to this approach. In some cultures, customers expect immediate access to advertised products. If they can't get what they want, they might react negatively. Plus, the product itself needs to be delivered. If the Harry Potter books weren't exciting to read, or if Madonna wasn't captivating and talented, all the marketing efforts would fall flat. So if you're considering a scarcity campaign, be mindful of your audience's expectations. Playing with their expectations can backfire if not done right. Key points. 1. Scarcity can boost demand, even if products are plentiful. 2. Meeting customer expectations is crucial in marketing. 3. Ethical deception can be a powerful marketing tool. 4. Rare products often carry more value. 5. Entertaining marketing can captivate audiences. 6. Unconventional marketing strategies can lead to big success. 7. Scarcity tactics can create buzz and increase sales.